Good afternoon, and welcome to KHM Today, your weekly resource for industry news and straight-up fun. I'm your host, Carolyn Orff, and this week we are not coming to you live because our team is hard at work helping our Bootcamp 2.0 event. That means we have a special bonus podcast for you to enjoy. Since we are only a few days away from Earth Day, we wanted to shine a spotlight on sustainable travel. Sustainability is more important than ever to the traveler, tour operator, and the destination. My friend and colleague, Bill Coyle, covered this topic in his YouTube series, Travel Agent Tips. I highly suggest you subscribe to our KHM Travel Group YouTube channel for both Travel Agent Tips and, of course, KHM Today. Now I turn it over to Bill for his tips on selling sustainable travel.
Hello, travel agents, and welcome back to more Travel Agent Tips. If you want to stay informed on all things travel, you must subscribe to our channel. There's so many great things here that we want you to subscribe and continue to learn. In this episode, we are talking about sustainable travel. Now, sustainable travel isn't something new, but it's got a lot of legs lately, and so many people are talking about it. I personally am very passionate about sustainable travel. So what is sustainable travel anyway? Do you understand that? We're going to help walk you through that process today and talk about the elements of sustainable travel. It means looking for ways to lessen the negative impact on the people and places that we visit. Everyone is going to have their own idea of what sustainable travel is and what it means to them. Speak with your clients to qualify them during that process so that they understand your vision of sustainable travel and you understand their wants and desires for sustainable travel. What are their priorities? And of course, does it fit their budget? But keep in mind, sustainable travel doesn't automatically mean that it's going to be more expensive. To be honest with you, sometimes it's more affordable. So let's take a look at how we can fit that budget into their goals for sustainable travel. Let's start with air travel. Air travel has been a big topic, right? We see all these movie stars going on their private planes, but let's not convolute that, right? When it comes to travel, most people have to use airlines, right? We have to travel via air. But in some cases, we can consider, if it's a short distance, what the drive market looks like, right? So that we save a lot of the whole impact of air travel and using that drive market. Sometimes electric cars might be available for them. If they do have to fly, though, which in most cases happens, we totally understand that, they should be looking at basic economy or main for those who genuinely care about sustainable travel. Nonstop flights offer less emissions versus ones with connections. And look for that carbon offset programs when you're booking your flight and explain that to your clients. If we start to plant the seed now, they'll understand better in the future. And then let's just think about these small choices that we can have while we're traveling. I love the idea of reusing water bottles, right? So many people are doing that. Airports have those refillable stations. Those are critical. Think about that before you leave the home. Can you bring the reusable bottle? Instead of saying, I'll just buy a bottle when I get through TSA. We're going to try to eliminate that single-use plastic. A key word, a key phrase that we hear everywhere, let's put it into place. Reusing your towels in your cabins, in your rooms, very critical, right? Hang that towel up. Recommend that to your customers so that those get reused and they don't have to go through the wash cycle again. Don't leave the water running or the lights on. This has become really, really big in hotels and cabins. In particular, in some areas of the world, they're now making you put your room key in there to keep the lights on. And when you take them out, everything gets shut down so that you're not leaving something on. So that's a great element, especially in Europe and in Central America. Those are really, really great. This is interesting to think about group transfers versus private transfers. I know for some of those clients, they want those private transfers, but let's just explain to them the difference if they go with a group transfer by waiting a few minutes to travel with others. It's going to use less fuel. I love the idea of considering walking tours versus going on motor coach tours. This is huge for the environment, right? When you think about that, it's better for your customer. They're going to learn more. They're going to get that exercise, and they're going to contribute to sustainability. And then wearing biodegradable or reef-safe sunscreen. Another great example. I just want to say that today, my clothes are all 60% recycled. 30% of my clothes when I travel now are recycled and sustainable. I love it. Check out the clothing companies when you're recommending shopping for those trips to your customers so they know which ones they can shop at for recycled clothes. Your customers are always wondering and asking you about dining, right? Where are we going to eat? What are we going to do? You definitely want to keep in the forefront of your mind sustainability when it comes to your recommendations for them. Another thing when it comes to dining is eating local. I just think that this is huge, right? How can we understand the idea of eating local? Now, typically when we're traveling in Europe and other parts of the world, most of those restaurants are local. But sometimes when we're traveling in the US, let's consider local restaurants. It brings that money back in the local economy. It makes those owners realize that they have a bigger impact when it comes to sustainability. It's much less food waste, which I think is important, and a great way to immerse yourselves in better things. Every time I go to a new hotel or a destination, I always ask someone locally where I should go. Avoiding takeout, avoiding plastic packaged foods, try plant-based meals. I love all of these elements. Eat what's in season for that destination. There's always a lot of good seafoods, always a lot of good local options, so let's make sure and consider that. Another huge element of sustainable travel is the local communities. Learn to respect the culture of where you're traveling to. This is so particular in some parts of Europe, Hawaii, Mexico. They want you to understand their culture, right? I think about countries like Slovakia and Austria that I travel to. They're all thinking about sustainability. We need to understand what that looks like and how we can help them accomplish that and share that with our future customers when it comes to their travel. I have to say that one of the things that I think about is rail travel, right? I was just on a train in London. I went up to Liverpool. It was a 3-hour trip. Excellent idea versus me taking a motor coach or a car. I was on the train. It was loaded with people. I got to meet new people. We now are friends. So that idea is making sure that you're explaining how local transportation is going to help instead of private transportation when it comes to our tours and our ideas in those local communities. I love local tour guides, right? Those people know that area so well. I was just recently in Amsterdam. That tour guide was so passionate about Amsterdam and how he feels about it, where he lives, what they do for sustainability, and how we can impact that in the future. And then, of course, shopping. I think that it's important you understand where you're shopping, who you're buying from, and what they're selling, right? That becomes very, very important. And sometimes our customers ask us about animal interactions when they're in destination. Do your research. Make sure that you're recommending somewhere that's ethical and has sustainability in their mindset as well. When it comes to destinations and suppliers, let's just recommend those lesser traveled destinations. I have a great list here that my team put together. Research those places, make sure that they have the same goals and ideas. And then there's the idea of traveling in the off season versus the peak season. Many of you probably saw what was going on in Europe this year, way overcrowded. Everything was overcrowded. Availability was low for everything. So I just think the idea of recommending to our customers that we travel in the off season and for those reasons, we're helping create sustainability, right? And then tour operators who work really, really well with sustainability, G Adventures, Intrepid, these are good companies who understand that. Also, when it comes to researching your suppliers for sustainable travel, be sure that you're looking at those sustainability reports, right? Amazing information in those reports. I suggest you get them and share them with your customers. You'll see that most suppliers are making a push to get you to understand sustainability. You've got to do your research, use those suppliers properly, and share that information with your customer. And for your very passionate clients when it comes to sustainable travel, there's lots of recommendations that you can make for them, especially when it comes to donations. They could look at OneTreePlanted.org, which is a great organization, and then the local tourism idea. There's sustainability funds and organizations that you can recommend to them. Consider voluntourism. What does that mean? What does that look like to you? There's a lot of opportunities there. Do your research. Take a look at that. Lots of good options there, right? So we want to make sure that that's for our very passionate client about sustainable travel. So again, thank you so much for watching our travel agent tips on sustainable travel. And please, we want to hear from you. So make sure and comment below to let us know what you want to hear about in the future on travel agent tips. Don't forget to like this video and subscribe to our channel.
Thank you everyone for listening. And I hope our tips get you thinking about how you can integrate sustainable travel into your business. We will be back next week with another live show, so be sure to join us on YouTube on Wednesdays, 3 p.m. Eastern, or find us on your favorite podcast platforms on Thursday. Thanks again, and happy selling.